And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 9th of February, 2012. 1964, on this day, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, teenage girls screaming in the audience. 73 million people watched for home. It was a record for American television at the time. It was on this day, 1870, the National Weather Service was established. At first it was called the Weather Bureau. It was part of the War Department. Then, 20 years later, it came under the Department of Agriculture, then to the Commerce Department in 1940. These days, the National Weather Service is based out of Silver Spring, Maryland. It's the birthday of the theoretical physicist Brian Greene, born in New York City in 1963, a professor at Columbia best known for his work on string theory, who has tried to explain theoretical physics to the general public in a number of books, including The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and The Quest for the Ultimate Theory, and a book published just this year about parallel universes and the deep laws of the cosmos called The Hidden Reality. It's the birthday of Alice Walker, born in Eatonton, Georgia, 1944, the youngest of eight children, daughter of poor sharecroppers, who graduated first in her high school class, won a scholarship to Spelman College in Atlanta, transferred to Sarah Lawrence, and met Langston Hughes, who became an early champion of her writing. Began to publish poetry in the late 1960s, and it was with her third novel, The Color Purple, in 1982, that she reached a much larger audience. It won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award in that year. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Brendan Behan, born Dublin, 1923. His father took part in the Irish Rebellion of the early 20s. The father was in a British prison when the boy was born. By the time he was 16, Brendan Behan was being sent on missions to bomb British targets. He was thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of homemade explosives through the streets of Liverpool. And while in prison, he began to write. He wrote his first play, The Quare Fellow, and then the novel Borstal Boy and The Hostage, in which he wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother. You'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead." Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, February Ground. 3 feet of snow in 24 hours on top of 7 inches. Not really credible here. On the fourth day, we found the car under a 6-foot drift and dug it out. At first, we could not open doors. The post office shut for 2 days. Our road had vanished into a field. We felt the sky had finally fallen and drowned us. 6 weeks. Now, patches of ground emerge from white fortresses. How beautiful is the dirt I took for granted. Extraordinary, the wild green of grass islands. Having the world snatched from us makes us grateful, even for fence posts, for wheelbarrow rising, for the stalwart spears of daffodil uncovered. Everything revealed is magical, splendid in its ordinary shining. The sun gives birth to rose bushes, the myrtle, a snow shovel fallen, overcome on the field of battle. A poem by Marge Piercy, February Ground, from The Crooked Inheritance, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.